You're listening to SBS News.
A very personal and powerful message from a COVID-19 patient in the United States.
You don't want to end up this way. This is the scariest I've ever been in my whole life. You take breathing for granted. That is so fearful. Would anyone ever have to feel that way?
Mary Lebrano has been a critical care nurse for 30 years. For the first time, she has found herself on the receiving end of emergency care, hospitalised with coronavirus for more than 2 weeks now, suffering with low oxygen and laboured breathing. Ms. Lebrano says she had intended to get vaccinated, but a breast cancer diagnosis in February, followed by surgery and radiation to eradicate it, made her pause getting the shot. Now her decision is clear, and she wants you to know about it. Get vaccinated.
But when you sit down and you can get air in your lungs, everyone needs to be vaccinated. We will never beat this any other way.
In Geneva, the World Health Organization head, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, has announced clinical trials in 52 countries of three anti-inflammatory drugs as potential treatments for COVID-19 patients.
We already have many tools to prevent, test for and treat COVID-19, including oxygen, dexamethasone, and IL-6 blockers. But we need more for patients at all ends of the clinical spectrum, from mild to severe disease, and we need health workers that are trained to use them in a safe environment.
The therapies included have been selected by an independent expert panel for their potential in reducing the risk of death in hospitalized patients. The trial involves thousands of researchers at more than 600 hospitals. Finland is one of the first countries to enroll patients in the Solidarity Plus trial.
Solidarity Plus will test three drugs: artesanate, a treatment for severe malaria; imatinib, a drug for certain cancers; and infliximab, a treatment for immune system disorders such as Crohn's disease.
To vaccines, and the Pan American Health Organization has announced a new initiative for member states to acquire vaccines at competitive prices. The Revolving Fund for Vaccines has been working for 42 years in the region, facilitating the purchases of vaccines and syringes for Latin America's immunization programs, such as those against polio and measles. The initiative would benefit countries who lack the resources and negotiating powers to secure doses they need for their citizens. Through the first 6 months of this year, most countries in Latin America and the Caribbean have been unable to access enough vaccines. Director Carissa Etienne says now the initiative offers another way for nations to secure doses.
So far, more than 20 countries have formally expressed interest, and the number is growing by the day. And here's why this is so important. The Revolving Fund is a mechanism for providing high-quality vaccines at competitive prices, and prices that countries can afford.
Liz, in the last 14 years, I haven't had any of these symptoms.
What's that?
Fever?
Nigeria is confronting a rise of new Delta cases. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in the country has more than doubled over the past 2 weeks, according to Johns Hopkins University data. While case numbers remain low compared to some countries, there is mounting alarm. In recent days, extra vaccines have been arriving into the country, including over 4 million doses of the Moderna vaccine supplied by the United States. Amid the recent surge in cases, the government has drawn criticism for the time it's taking to relaunch the stalled mass vaccination campaign. Health officials argue they have been actively planning the rollout. Dr. Doris John, the lead epidemiologist in the Federal Capital Territory, says Nigeria faces multiple challenges: vaccine hesitancy and a weak mobile testing system.
We are going to ensure that these vaccines get to every nook and cranny of the FCT. The problem is not getting the vaccines to the people. The actual challenge is the people accepting this vaccine. It's one thing for us to take the vaccine to them, and it's another thing for them to come out and access this vaccine.
Chile has announced booster vaccine doses for people over the age of 55. From today, health officials will begin to administer a third dose to 86-year-olds and above. Booster vaccinations for those under 55 years of age will begin in September. Meanwhile, doctors in the United States say they're seeing more coronavirus infections among children as students return to classrooms. There's been an increase in cases among children in July and August at Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital in Hollywood. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronald Ford says most children are treated in the emergency room and sent home.
Most of these children are coming to the emergency department, and most of them are not sick enough to come into the hospital. However, those that are admitted are sicker than what we've seen before, and many of them are requiring care in our intensive care units.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalo-Konomos, SBS News.